It was the last Friday before fishing started in the Nooshigak District. Fishermen and processors from around the state, country, and further afield descended on Dillingham to mend their nets, prep their boats, and get ready to catch salmon. Town was packed. I got to the police station to meet Officer Tanner Lowry at 10 p.m. When I arrived, he was out on a call, a report of a potential assault, which turned out to be nothing. When Lowry got back from the call, he led me through the station. Two other officers were there, one manning the front desk, one working on a report. It was still light when we headed out on patrol. We didn't even make it a mile down Lake Road, a 10-minute drive from station, before something caught Lowry's eye. An ATV on the road.
Here we go. We got something right here.
As the ATV pulled to the side of the road, the driver gave an exaggerated shrug, as if to say, what? Beyond that, the interaction seemed pretty cordial from the passenger seat view. Lowry gave the driver a ticket, and we all continued on our way. An hour passed. As we drove, Lowry talked about wanting to be a cop since he was a kid. He graduated from the police academy in his hometown of Fairbanks 3 years ago and came straight to Dillingham. The biggest surprise for him was the amount of paperwork that comes with being a police officer.
Everyone says, but I'm like, nah, I can't be that much paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork. Every time we pull a case, we have to write every little detail of what we did during that whole case. So a big report can be easy, 15 pages of just writing. So it's really time consuming. A lot of us come in on our days off to write them because sometimes we just don't have time and we need to get them done in a certain period.
That situation is exacerbated by the fact that the Dillingham Police Department has had an unfilled position for a couple of years.
Just the less cops we have, the more hours we work, so it just changes.
We cruised from town to the school, to the airport, to the dump, and back.
I'm blown away of how we haven't had a call yet. I have been busy all week, constantly.
Lowry made a stop by the fireworks stand next to the water tower to make sure the doors were locked and the stand secure. Then, the same thing at the airport.
Dillingham 6, security check airport.
One quiet hour stretched to two, then three quiet hours tooling around town.
I'm glad it's dead. I'll go do a bar check. The bar, usually, they'll have you a fight maybe at the bar.
There were no fights, and no inebriates to take in for a night of protective custody. The roads emptied, and fewer people were walking down the hike and bike trail.
So far today, it has been a lot more chill, but stuff usually picks up just whenever. Usually on the weekends, some weekends it'll be nonstop the entire night. And today is just a freak accident, looking like. Yeah, Friday usually never chill. Like, the bar's more packed on Fridays than it is on Saturdays.
Finally, past 1 in the morning, Lowry did get a call about a man who refused to leave the CN bar downtown. When we got there, the other officer on duty was already there, and the inebriated man was in the parking lot. Lowry and the other officer talked to him, and the man yelled that he was within his rights to be there. That's technically true, since the bar's property line ends close to the door.
Because he's not doing anything but yelling at the bar, which isn't really... The bar's loud, so yelling at the bar isn't a crime.
With some convincing, the man made his way home, and shortly afterward, I did too. One might expect the last Friday before fishing started, one of the longest days of the year, with town swollen to roughly twice its normal size, to be a little wilder. But it wasn't. No brawls, no signs of theft, not even a headlight out. A successful evening in terms of good behavior for the city of Dillingham. And while I didn't witness town's rowdier side, a quiet night did give a window into the rhythm of one cop's patrol, which can fluctuate between busy and not.
Like, if you were here on Thursday, Wednesday, it was nonstop since I got on till about midnight. It was just call after call after call, which consisted of a couple drunks passed out somewhere that they needed somewhere to go, a kid getting shot with a BB, a couple other calls, but really it's just random when stuff happens.
And that's why they're out here on the streets. 24/7, 365 days a year, keeping an eye out in case something turns on a dime. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.